sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus l'li nishmas, Harav David ben Reb Shmuel, v'schus Reb Yosef Tzvi ben Marasen and Miriam, Reb David Avram ben Marasen and Miriam, Reb Marasen Maras Naomi Sarbas Marasen and Miriam, Nechagita bas Reb Chaim Tzvi b'chol tzeichal atzehem, Maras Rachel Esther bas Reb Shmuel Yitzchak, b'chol tzeichal atzehem. And L'schus Moshita ben Peshadina, we're going to be discussing the Din Adam HaMazik based on the Torah of Hagon Beryl Povarsky Shlita. In Mseches Bava Kama 2a in the Mishnah, it says Arba was Nezikin Ashur V'abor V'amave V'ahever. There are four types of Nezikin, and then it says Lorei Amave, etc., etc., and then it contrasts the various Mazikin. Gemara asks what Mave is. According to Rav, it's Adam. And we see in the Mishnah that Lo Hareze Ka Hareze, each one is different. They're contrasted with each other. And therefore, you need a special limud for each of the Arba Ovis Nezikin. Including Mave, you need a special limud for Adam. If you hold Mave as Adam, like Rav, you need a special limud for Mave. It's Adam. The shaila is, kasha is, why would you possibly need a special limud, a different limud, for Adam? Could it be that a person is going to be chayav on this case shoro boro v'isho, and Adam amazik will be pater? V'lo inyan zeh lo sheach klal, shem Adam amazik patur, reichi techein chiyuvim b'nizkeim amono. How could it be that I'm pater, me the Adam, but I'm chayav from niske mamon, from my shore, my bore, and my esh? Lo yechol liot. And it's clear that the yesod of Bava Kama and Torah's Hanazikin is that a mazik mamon chavero chayav l'shalem. So what is going on over here with this ad havamina that Adam would be putter despite the fact that his shore, bore, and esh are chayav? So it would seem pashut that the whole Mishnah, he's talking about a person who's mazik shelo b'kavana. A person who's mazik b'kavana is tchilas din nezikin v'av l'kulam. Shelo b'kavana, harei b'chol dinei chiyuv adam al ma'isav, a person is normally pater when he's einu miskavein. And that's the ribui of the arbovus nezikin. That just like there's a din shmir al mamono, and that's the yisod chiyuv, a person also has to be shomer al gufo. And therefore he's chayuv even when he's not miskavein, because Shmiraso Olav like Niske Mamono, and that's the din of the Mishnah. So Maridiks already have beautiful Pshat, Pashup Pshat in the Mishnah. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, Bidin Odom Muad Le'olam, Bein Er, Bein Yoshein, Bein Barotzen, Bein Be'oines, that a person is always Muad, is always responsible, whether he's awake, whether he's asleep, whether it's willingly, whether it's Be'oines. Das Hat Teisvis, Beresh Perakam Miniach, Sheba'oines Gomer is Potter. Das HaRambam, Ramban, excuse me. That Adam Muad La'olam, even Ba'oines Gomer. So again, we know that a person is Muad La'olam, whether he's awake, whether he's asleep, whether he's willing, whether he's Ba'oines. But Tosfos says that's a regular onus. But if it's onus gamor, it's mamish, not his fault, it's beyond his control, then he's going to be potter. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. The Ramban says, no, ma piton. A person's chayiv, even an onus gamor. In the Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpot, Simen Shin Ayin Ches, Seif Aleph, he writes, Osir lahazik mamon chavero, vim hiziko afal pisha eno nehene, chayiv l'shalim nezik shalim. Bein shay yeshogeg, bein shay onus. That you're not allowed to be mazik your friend's mamon. And if you did, even though you're not nehene, you have to pay nezik shalim. Whether you're shogeg, whether you're onus, doesn't matter. Mitarf tzolin, you have to pay. The Rama writes, v'dafka sheino oinus gomor. Ooh. So the Rama throws in like Tosfos. That's if you're not onus gomor. If you're onus gomor, you're off the hook. The shach, and Sif Kotten Beis writes, Shenera dafko kishehizik beloi miskavein. Avamisha hizik be miskavein. Afilu oines gamor chayiv kamo nirdaf sheshaver es hakelim. So the Shach writes that that's all when you're mazik without intention. But if you're mazik with intention, even if you're onus, you're chayiv. For example, let's say you're being nirdaf. So on one hand, you're onus, you're breaking kelim on the way, but so you're onus because you're trying to get away, but you know that you're breaking the kelim. You know what you're doing, you're miskaven. So if you're miskaven, even if you're onus, you have to do it to save yourself, but you still have to pay. So the explanation would be, as we said, that eino miskaven, the yisod chiyuvo is midin shmiras gufo olav. He has to guard his goof. And there we can say that ba'ainas gamor, where there's no inyan of shmir anymore, he's putter. He's on his gamor. How can he guard himself? But hamazik bekavana. But if a person has kavana, so he's chayiv. Adam mu'ad la'olam. So he's doing it on purpose. But he's doing it to save his life, so he's honest. But again, a person's chayiv and shmir is gufo, and he's not guarding his goof. And you have to pay no matter what, even if you're honest. In other words, if a person's can't be shomer his goof, ones gamor, so ones gamor, then he can't be shomer his goof. But if he can be shomer his goof, and he chooses not to, even because of ones, so he's going to be chayiv. So he's breaking the kelim, running away, he's going to be chayiv. And even though Yisoy din mazik is mitaras einesh, like we see Tosis at the beginning of the Masechta, who discuss the inyan of adin einshin mamun min hadin. So you see the whole inyan of dinay mazik is mitaras einesh. Nevertheless, yisoy din einesh beniske mamun is not only when he's guilty, like chayve malkas umisa. Even when he's misukan, even when his life's in danger. And it's mutter mishum pikuach nefesh to be mazik mamon chavero, and nevertheless he has to pay. Toisus baba kamis amachamid beis in the rush. V'yisod din einish bezeh shu chayv letakin is hachefze shel hanezik sheba yidei maisav shu bechefze inyin chet. So you have to fix what you did. So in Shemayim they're not going to get you. If you're for pikuach nefesh, you were mazik, beseder. It's not the biggest avera, but there's something very wrong in destroying property and doing damage. So you have to fix it. So what you did was fine. You're allowed to save your life, but you have to fix it. And so even if you're honest, so again, if you're honest gamor, so we have it sad like Tosis writes that you're putter. But if you're not honest gamor, meaning like the Shach writes, even if you're miskaven, but because of honest, you're running away, you have to fix it. Now, Das HaTosis, like we said, is Ba'onis Gamur Pater. And they prove this from the Yerushalmi, Shteitin Yerushalmi, She'odam Yoshein Eino Yichayev Elike Shehishkiv Atzmo Etzel HaKelem Avalim Yoshein Ve'eviu Kelem Etzlo V'shibron Pater. That a person who's sleeping is only Chayev when he lays down next to the Kelem, and then when he's sleeping, he moves around and he breaks them. So he was Yoshein, he was Onis, but not Onis Gamur. What is he lying down next to the kelim for? But if he's sleeping and they bring kelim and he breaks them, then he's putter. So you see that onus gamor is putter. When he's sleeping, they brought the kelim and he broke them, and he's putter. Tosis argues, Ramban argues with Tosis and holds, She'adam chayiv af bo'onus gamor. Midivrei Yerushalmi ein raya. Hisham putter mitam acher, Shem garmu lo ein sham. And the Ramban and the Yerushalmi. In theory, you're chayiv even by Oynes Gomer, but here, Haim Garmulo, so he's Pater Mitam Zeh. That's the people who brought the Kalim's fault, not his. Let's tackle what the Yerushalmi says, that the Yisod Ptura Shehem Garmulo, not because he's Oynes Gomer. So the Choritz Mucha Shalok Divrei HaTosfos, that Oynes Gomer would be chayiv. So we could say it's not a kasha and tosis. Because you can say that the Yerushalmi is talking about a case where the Baal HaKelim warned him before he lay down that he's going to put Kelim down. So he's not honest. He knows they're going to put Kelim there. And nevertheless, he's pater mishum shem garmulai. But if it would be an Einus Gamer, he'd be pater. Even without him, garmulai. Kashi is on the on Tosfos, so how does he get from the Yerushalmi? It's not a raya against necessarily from the Yerushalmi, because you could say the Yerushalmi is talking about Haim Gormulo because he was warned before, he was forewarned, and therefore it's not on his Gamor, and the reason he's Pater is because Haim Gormulo, but how does Tosfos learn from here, from this Yerushalmi, that Onis Gamor is Chayev, that the Yerushalmi is not talking about Onis Gamor? The Yerushalmi says it's because of Haim Gormulo. Not because of Onus Gamor. So the Yerushalmi gives a different reason than Tosfos. So how does Tosfos bring a raya from the Yerushalmi? Again, we said the Yerushalmi is not a raya against, but it's not a raya for. So maybe Pshat in Tosfos is that it's Muchuch Mikan from the Yerushalmi that Gamba Onus Gamor is Pater. Why? Because the Ptur of Haim Gormulo is so do Gamba Dinei Shmiras and Alecha, because you're not obligated to guard your goof that the nizik caused. So it's muchach from the Yerushalmi that the din adam amazik is chayiv is only when he's begidrei din shmiras goof olav. So if I tell you before you go to sleep, I'm going to put my dishes next to you, my china, my expensive china, and then when you I put it there, and then when you're sleeping, you break it. So why you putter? Because there's no din of Shmiras Gufo when I, the Nizik, cause the damage. So from here, Tosfos learns that there's also no din of Shmiras Gufo when I'm on his gummer and I can't guard my goof. What would the Ramban answer? The Ramban would answer that there's a difference between the din of Haim Gormulo from the din of Onus Gamor. Because we see in the Gemara that Yisod din Adam Amazik, based on the way we explained it, that it's Eino Miskaven, it's Miskaven Pashit. But even Eino Miskaven is because Shemira is Gufo Olav. And therefore, Ba'ofen Shem Haim Gormulo, if it wasn't his fault, there's a ptur from Shmira, even though he knows that the Baal HaKli is going to put the Kli there. But he doesn't have a Chomas Shmira, because Haim Garmulo, there's a special ptur of Haim Garmulo, when they caused it, you have no Chiv of Shmira's Gufa. But if you're known as Gamor, so Me'ikar Adin, there's no ptur of Shmira, you have to be Shomer Gufa. You just can't do it because you're an Anus. And that's the Din, that was Mischadesh in Adam Amazik, that a person's Chayiv, even Mekresh El Onus. Because you have to be Shomer, you're Nezakim. So in other words, there's a special ptur of Haim Garmulo, so then it's not your bad anymore. Otherwise, you have a chiv of Shmiras Gufo, and even if you couldn't, that's exactly the chiddush. That a person is so responsible for their damage that even if their own is gomer, they're chayv. A person did damage, he has to pay. Haim Garmulo, there's no chiv of Shmira, because they're the ones who caused it. If they're the ones who caused it, then it's off your head, it's on their head, the obligation. But if you caused it, that's the chiddush. Even though you're not guilty at all, you still have to pay. I love this. This is mamish, like it just shows you how careful you have to be. Like Tosfos says in one place in Bava Kama, you have to be more careful not to harm others than not to be harmed. Shulchan Aruch Chosh in Mishpat, Simin Shinayin Ches, Seif Aleph, he writes, Asr Lahazik Mamon Chavero. V'miziko chayv l'shalim nezik shalim bein shahaya shogeg bein shahaya anus, that you're not allowed to be mazik mamun chavero, and if you did, you have to pay nezik shalim, whether you're a shogeg, whether you're anus. Rama writes v'dafka sheino anus gamor. We mentioned this Rama, dafka that you're not anus gamor. Anus gamor, you're off the hook. Shach writes, Siv Katan Bey is now recording his lashon. The nir dafka kshehizik b'le miskaven, or mishem mazik b'miskaven, Afilu oynes gamur chayiv. This is dafka when you're mazik without intention. But if you're mazik somebody with intention, even if your own is gamur, like you're running away, you still have to pay. Like we already mentioned, the shach. Upshuto, what does he mean? That even when a guy says, he puts a gun to his head, he says, listen, dude, either you smash up this guy's car or I'm going to kill you. So what's the din? Yavar val yahari, you have to smash up the car. And he's on his gamur. But nevertheless, he has to pay. Adam uod la'olam, bein ones, etc. So as long as there's kavana, there's no ptur ones. But Adam, only when he's not miskaving. There you need a taras chi of shmira. When he's miskaving, he's going to be obligated no matter what. When he's not miskaving, you need a taras chi of shmira. And if he's on his gamur, he's no chi of shmira. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about this inyan of Adam HaMazik. Amir Tashem, I hope to revisit this issue and see more and more the flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.